Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with the halachot of Alakat Nerot. The last thing that we spoke about in the last shiur was to do with that once a person came and he answered Baruch Hu, or he already accepted upon himself Shabbat, then it is prohibited for them to pray Mincha, because once it's Shabbat, they cannot say Mincha anymore. However, Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tet Zayin says, Im ba lebet haKnesset samuch lekabalat haTzibur Shabbat, מתחיל להתפלל מנחה, ואף על פי שבעודו מתפלל יקבלו הציבור שבת מכך כלום. חול והתחיל ביתר. Which means that if a person came to the Bet Knesset close to Shabbat, he's allowed to start mincha. Now, even though when he's going to start mincha, he knows that he cannot finish mincha before the tzibur will accept upon themselves their Shabbat, still, since he started beheter, he started with the permission, it is permitted, and there's no problem whatsoever. So, what's brought down here, though, in the Mishnah Berurah, though, is that if a person already knows that that's going to happen, it's still better for him to pray at the back of the Bet Knesset, as we already mentioned, instead of praying in the middle amongst everyone. But, again, since, technically speaking, he already started in a permissible way, he's allowed to finish, even though he knew he wasn't going to have enough time. Now we're going to go to the next group of halachot, which are actually very, very important. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Seif Yudalev says, Af al pi shelo itpallu ha-kahal adayin, even though the kahal did not pray still, im kadam ha-yachiv yipalel shel Shabbat mi-bod yom. Let's say you have one individual that he came and he prayed Arvit of Shabbat, even though it was during the day. Once he prayed the Arvit of Shabbat during the day, chal alav kabbalat Shabbat, it's already kabbalat Shabbat, he accepted upon himself the Shabbat and now he's not allowed to do any melacha. And even if he says that he doesn't accept upon himself Shabbat. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that here obviously we're talking about that it was still during the day. And he prayed of Shabbat. And even if he says that he doesn't want to accept upon himself Shabbat, it's still automatic that he accepted upon himself Shabbat. And the reason why here it's according to everybody is because since he prayed the Tefillah of Shabbat, and in the Shabbat he said, Kedushat Shabbat Mekadesh Shabbat, so even a condition, nothing would help here. Because once a person comes and he prays the Tefillah of Shabbat, it's Shabbat according to everybody. There's no such thing that maybe he could have in mind or maybe he could make a condition that he's not accepting upon himself Shabbat or maybe it's still too early. No. The second that he comes and he prays the Tefillah of Shabbat, again, we're talking about after Plag HaMincha because before Plag HaMincha doesn't exist, the accepting upon ourselves Shabbat. But once it's after Plag HaMincha, even though he's an individual and the entire Kahal are doing the regular Shabbat later on, still the individual, once he prays of Shabbat, it becomes Shabbat for him and now it's going to be prohibited for him to say, to do any type of a melacha. Now, Sif Yud Bet, which is also a very, very important halacha, is that if the majority of the kahal accepted upon themselves Shabbat, the minority, against their will, go accordingly. So here it says, in the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? That means that basically, if you're going to have, whether it's a keilah or the entire city, that they're always going to do, let's say, early Shabbat, by Plag HaMincha. So it comes out that even if I'm an individual and I want to do Shabbat later, I am obligated by force to do the Shabbat at the time of the Keilah. Why? Because Rova Kahal, the majority of the Kahal, they accepted upon themselves Shabbat. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if the majority of the Kahal are not in the Bet Knesset? Let's say the majority, they went to a hotel, they're doing a Shabbaton, and in the Bet Knesset there's a minority. So now the majority of the Kahal are not going to go after the minority. However, though, says the Shut Minchat Yitzchak, what happens to do with a city where you have religious people and not religious people? So he says, there we only look after the religious people. And the reason why is because since the non-religious people, says the Shut Minchat Yitzchak, anyway, are not keeping the Shabbat, so therefore we're not taking them into consideration to do with who's accepting upon themselves Shabbat or not. So even though, let's say, the minority are the religious, and you've got tons of non-religious people, it doesn't matter. The second that the religious, these are the ones that are accepting upon themselves Shabbat, they accepted Shabbat, now it's Shabbat, and there's nothing what to do. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, also in a city where there's a lot of Bet Knesset, one Bet Knesset does not go after another Bet Knesset, even though in one Bet Knesset it's a huge minyan, huge Bet Knesset, it doesn't matter. meaning that once you're a kahal in itself and you're a beta knesset, each beta knesset goes according to their time. So therefore, we could do a later minyan, even though another one's doing an earlier minyan, another one could do an early one, we could do a later one. It is not dependent. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you do a minyan in your house, even if it's a minyan kavua, which means it's a house minyan that they come, let's say every single Friday night they do a minyan, it's batel by the majority. Which means that the only time when you truly have this din of a kahal, and this din, it's only when there's a beta knesset. If a person just prays in the house, there's no, just like we always learned, that there's no kiddusha in praying in a place where there's no kviyut of tefillah, there's not the same kiddusha. So too the same halachot apply here, that it's not the same, which means that it's going to be batel by everybody else. Have a beautiful day.